السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah, praise to him and his highness, who has sent his messengers to guide humanity to the right path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the messenger of Allah and the seal of all prophets and messengers. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and to the souls of his house, his descendants, his companions, and the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. I'd like to talk this in this khutbah about the meaning of one word that I found some disagreements about in interpreting the meaning. And this is in verse 16 in chapter 17, Surah Al-Isra, and the word is Amarna. And the verse reads in Arabic, inshallah, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahi ar-rahman ar-rahim. Wa idha aradna an nuhlika qaryatan, amarna mutrafiha, fafasaku fiha, فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah, praise to him, in this verse, verse 16, chapter 17, Surah Al-Isra, says, and if we want, Allah, praise to him, speaking about himself, if we want to destroy a village or a nation or a community, that's the meaning of qarya, wherever people can inhabit and have a living. If we want to destroy a village or a community or a nation, we command the people who live in luxury, the extremely wealthy people, and they do corruption in that community, village, or nation. And when this happens, then the saying that it will be ordained or commanded to be destroyed, complete destruction. Even at the time of the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, there was disagreement about the word to be pronounced as amarna or ammarna. Amarna means we commanded. Amarna means we made them rulers. But in either case, there is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I read about the current scholars in the internet. Still, you will have disagreement between two groups of interpreters whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wants to destroy a community or a nation, he allows the extremely wealthy, wasteful, living in luxury, to do corruption, then the nation or the village or the community will be destroyed. The people who say, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot do that, he is just, he commands justice. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Allah commands justice. It's impossible that Allah, praise to him, will command somebody to do corruption in order to destroy that city, nation, village, or community. That's really the start of my research for the khutbah. The Holy Quran has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if you research, you will find the solution, you will find the answer. The Holy Quran explains itself. You don't need to take it literally and be bogged in the detail about one word, in one ayah, in one place. Look for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you. Maybe the previous ayah, maybe the one after that, maybe in another surah. Actually, I found what I felt I was content with the answer in the same surah, Surah Al-Isra, just the verse before and the verse after. And I found it's amazing why are these people are in disagreement when the ayat really succeed each other in sequence and they give you the answer. So let's go a little bit earlier to verse 15, then verse 17. I'm talking about verse 16, where the word amarna, or in some reading, ammarna. Verse 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه. Whoever seeks guidance, it is for his own, for her own benefit. ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها. Whoever seeks misguidance is also going to be against his own or her own self. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةً وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to hold you responsible for a mischief, a wrongdoing of somebody else. So if rulers are doing something bad, why are we going to be destroyed? That's Allah saying that. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. And we are not going to punish anybody, any community, any nation, any village, until we warn them through the messenger. They have to be warned. They have to be educated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is justice and commands justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah commands justice and good doing, righteousness. So, in this ayah, verse 15, Allah is telling us the rules that we should be guided with. He is telling us you need to be guided, abstain from being not guided. I am not going to hold you responsible for a mischief, a wrongdoing of somebody else. And I'm not going to punish you if you are not warned. You have to be educated. You have to learn what's required from you. Then if you disobey, if you do mischief, then the punishment. That's verse 15. 16, وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً. And if we want to destroy a village, nation, or community, أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. The ruling class, the luxurious, living in luxury, may do corruption. And when this happens, then the village, the community, the nation will be destroyed. And the disagreement is about the meaning of the word amar or ammar, like I explained. Now, in verse 17, وَكَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُوحٍ. He is telling us, Allah, that He has destroyed many after Nuh alayhi salam. In several centuries, those who would do mischief, He said, we did that. He commanded or made it that they should be destroyed. Okay. Why? That's the first half of the ayah. The second half. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. And Allah knows the sinning or the sins of the people He created, and He is an expert and He sees everything. Okay? So the first light I got really from this ayah that's coming after, ذُنُوب. So the destruction and punishment is really associated with dhunub, sins. That's the first thing associated to us, to human beings. So whenever there was destruction after Nuh, there was always sinning. People sinning. And He is telling us in verse 22, also in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, لَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرًا فَتَقْعُدَ مَذْمُومًا مَخْذُولًا. Don't, He's advising us, don't take partners with Allah, and if you do, you will be despised in disdain, and there should be nobody who would support you, who would give you support, who would rescue you, would come to your rescue. Anyone who is a believer, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a disaster, you have a supporter, you ask him. But if there is another person who is not a believer, does not trust in Allah, and in a disaster, who is going to save you? So, because it is related to sins, so this is really the guidance I got from the ayah, that whenever these rulers who are living in luxury and doing corruption in a city, in a nation, in a community, the punishment will not happen until also the people start sinning. That's how the ayat explain each other. So whenever there are corrupt rulers, but the people are righteous, the people are doing the right thing, and they are not sinning, then punishment will not happen. That's what I understood from the ayah. Then what are we going to do to abstain from sins so we are not going to be destroyed? So this generation, previous generations, because this is everlasting until the day of judgment. It's God's rules. He tells us, number one, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. Allah has commanded you only worship Him. Worshiping anybody other than Him, then we are not under His umbrella anymore. We are not under His protection. So if there are corrupt rulers, we will go with them in the punishment. Second, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Good treatment of parents. Any community which mistreats parents, they are older, throw them away, nobody visits them, nobody does anything about them in a good way, okay, this is a sin in itself. Three, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. The third is giving the charity to those categories of people who are in need. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified them in 8 categories. But in this ayah, He's specifying the most needy among them, the ones who are strangers, don't know what to do, don't know how to earn a living, but particularly the most in need, that those who do not have the basic needs met. And the closest of these, the relatives, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us, everyone, take care of your own first. And if all of us take care of our own, then the whole society is okay. The whole society is taken care of. That's the third. Doing it is righteousness. And not doing it is a sin that triggers punishment. Four, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us resources are great blessings from Him. Don't be wasteful. That's what He's telling us. Give what's needed according to your own capability, but don't exceed that, being wasteful. Allah doesn't like that. And He's telling us, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. Because those who are wasteful are equal brothers to the shaitan and his offspring, who was wasteful and refusing the blessing of Allah and the mercy of Allah by disobedient to Him. And don't be like that, He's telling us. وَإِمَّا تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا. So if the poor people, whether they are relative or strangers that you don't know, they are seeking for your help. If you are capable to help, good for you and you help. If you are capable to help and you don't, that's a sin that would trigger the destruction. I'm always thinking about ayah 15. What if you don't have your relatives or miskeen who are strangers are approaching you and you're really not capable to give? Allah is telling you, talk to them in the best way possible. Speak in the softest speech you can have. Tell them, right now I really don't have And when I have, I will give you. Come back in 2 weeks, I may have something. Or come back next month or in Ramadan, inshallah. Don't you ever leave them without hope. Give people hope. And actually, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you smile in the face of your brother and sister, it's a sadaqah. Even smiling. Five. ولا تجعل يدك مغلولة إلى عنقك. Don't be miserly. Don't be stingy. Stingy and miserly are two words that mean you can give and you are not giving. And it's not just for strangers. Some people are even stingy to their own family. You are we're talking about capability. If you're not capable, nobody expects you to do that. ولا تبسطها كل البسط فتقعد ملوما محسورا. Don't be miserly, stingy, but also don't be wasteful that you completely decimate your fortune and giving it away, your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister, uncle asking you and you giving, giving, giving. And suddenly you have nothing. Then you will be regretting that. Allah doesn't want that at all. Allah wants you to be happy and to be capable of spreading happiness and hope to people around you, but not your destruction. No. Inna rabbaka yabsutu rizqa liman yasha wa yaqdiru. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give rizq to whoever he thinks is good for that person. And he is the expert, the overseeing about us, about the people he creates. Seven. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ نحن نرزقهم وإياكم إن قتلهم كان خطأ كبيرا. Allah is commanding us, humanity, don't kill your children because you are afraid that you cannot provide for them. Their killing is a great sin or a greatest sin, خطأ كبيرا. And Allah is pledging, praise to Him, that He will provide for everybody. When I read this ayah, this again, we're talking about the sins that would trigger punishment. All over the world, the idea of abortion. I understand, and you do, that in the cases of rape, for example, or the cases of danger to the mother, abortion may be justified. But millions of people, millions of human fetuses are murdered by abortion. Why is that? Number one, careless indulgence in sexual activity without outside marriage, which is a sin itself. But more important is that whenever pregnancy happens and they quickly go aborted, why is that? Because I cannot afford, this child will prevent me from pursuing education or career. Why would you be indulging in activity in the first place? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this is a sin, a big sin that may trigger His punishment. 8. ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا. And don't come near adultery. And the Arabic language has one word for illegal or lawful sexual activity. Premarital or extramarital. It's called zina. There is no difference. In English, there is a difference between premarital and extramarital. In Arabic, and as the command of Allah, both are alike. This should not happen because it is a big sin and it is a bad path in life. Just like I mentioned, it leads to problems. One of them having a baby and she doesn't need that baby. But another, sexually transmitted diseases, for example. A third, if they are married, divorce. Actually, the fairest cause of divorce in the United States today, over 60% actually, is extramarital affairs, adultery. So this is 1400 years ago told to us, told to humanity, and it is everlasting. It will never change, and we see it in our by our eyes. Sin number 9. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. In the biblical commands, the Ten Commandments, in fact, the Holy Quran has thousands of commands. But this one, for example, thou shalt not kill. That's in the Bible. The translation of this ayah. Don't kill a human being. It is haram. There is sanctity for the human being. No innocent human being should be killed. Except بالحق, when there is a reason. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, like النفس بالنفس, when there is a planned murder, then the state, not the human, not the individual, the state may execute the murderer after a trial, fair trial. But when this happens, a lot of it is happening in many societies all over the world. In the United States, the availability of guns, for example. Just go to the internet. About 15,000 Americans are killed every year by gun violence. That should not happen, actually. It's a sin to kill a human being just for the availability of guns. Sin number 10, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. Don't come near the fortune of the orphans. That a man, his wife, or both of them die, and they have little children, and they are entrusted to an uncle or a relative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, don't come near the money, the property, the wealth left to these children. You can extrapolate that. You can project that to other situations. If you are interested to take care of people's money who don't know, who are ignorant, who are less educated, and you are interested, whether you are a manager in a company or in a government agency, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, you should do that with the best way possible. Don't come near it, don't touch it, don't take from it. But he told us exceptions. حتى يبلغ أشد, until this little child or little children will become old enough. وأوفوا بالعهد إن العهد كان مسؤولا. And if you are, this is number 11. If you are giving a promise, you should fulfill your promise. Actually, the absence of that, nobody will trust anybody. Society will be chaos. If there is a promise by word or by contract, we should fulfill the contract. The word هي أحسن ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن. The interpreters spoke about it or wrote about it. don't come near the wealth of the orphans except with the best way. What is the best way? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained it in another verse. And that's in Nisa, chapter 4, verse 6, saying, وَمَنْ كَانَ غَنِيًّا فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ وَمَنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا فَلْيَأْكُلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. It means that if you are rich and entrusted with money of people who are trusting you or orphans, you should not come to it, you should not touch it. You have enough. Allah has given you enough. But if you are poor, you can touch it with reasonable. You are in need. You deserve to get from it because you are in the category of miskin or faqir. At 12, وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ إِذَا كِلْتُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is transaction in business, any kind of business, in any private sector, government sector. When we do business, we should not cheat each other. 13, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Don't say anything that you don't know about. Don't say, I heard this, blah, blah. No. You only say what you heard or what you saw. And finally, 14, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Don't be arrogant because of your knowledge, because of your wealth, because of your health, because of your political status, because of your any status given to you, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be humble and be thankful that you have been given all this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen and learn and work according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do, so we find rescue in Him and refuge in Him and going to ultimate destination of believers, Al-Jannah, inshallah. And ask Allah, He is very close, answering your call. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatim al-anbiya wal-mursaleen. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما نقص مال من صدقة. أبو هريرة, the companion of the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the messenger of Allah, Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, peace and blessing be upon him, said, no wealth of a person will be decreased if he or she gives sadaqah, give charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always bless it. وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا أَنْفَقَ إِلَّا عِزَّا. And every worshipper of Allah spends for the categories of the needy people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him higher rank. وَمَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. And whoever humbles himself before Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise his rank. وَقَدْ رَوَى ابْنُ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّ نَبِيَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ يَقُولُ لَا يَقْدِرُ رَجُلٌ عَلَى حَرَامٍ ثُمَّ يَدَعُهُ لَيْسَ بِهِ إِلَّا مَخَافَةَ اللَّهِ إلا أبدله الله به في عاجل الدنيا قبل الآخرة ما هو خير له من ذلك. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, if there was or there is an opportunity for a person to commit a sin, then he can't do it. Nobody is there, but he or she decides No, I'm not going to do it. For only the sake of Allah. Not for, I don't want people to find out, or disgrace. It's for the sake of Allah. إِلَّا أَبْدَلَهُ اللَّهُ بِهِ فِي عَاجِلِ الدُّنْيَا قَبْلَ الْآخِرَةِ. And Allah will give you better than that. For example, to put it in concrete example, money. If there is an opportunity for a person to embezzle money, take money illegally, and he says, no, I fear Allah. I am not going to do that. Allah, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is telling us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him rizq in this dunya better than that. في عاجل الدنيا قبل الآخرة. In this dunya before the day of judgment when the reward is much bigger. And it is khayran lahu min ذلك. It is better. Not only equal, it is better. Inshallah. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم أنزل رحمتك وسلامك على الأرض كلها وخاصة على بلاد المسلمين إنهم بحاجتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنع.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قامت الصلاة قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا وأكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines, complete them. It's a sunnah. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. رأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.